national level.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This comes as Omicron is now the dominant COVID-19 variant in the United States. Another Democrat says thanks but no thanks when it comes to running for re-election in 2022.
Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of the House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard for them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We're still on the trend to get the temperatures milder going into the holiday weekend coming upon us. And the sunshine finally makes a full day's worth of it Wednesday. Some clearing again tonight with lows in the morning 30s and 40s. Tomorrow afternoon, sunshine low to mid 60s. Thursday, starting a chilly morning, followed by a warm-up again with the high approaching 70 to low 70s. By Friday, it's middle and upper 70s and gusty. Still partly sunny, gusty, and upper 70s to near 80 Saturday. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Are you in need of roof repair, roof replacement, or roof installation services? We're here to help. With a highly trained, licensed, insured, and experienced team of roofing contractors for all types of roof, we use top quality materials and work tirelessly to craft the perfect roof, but our pricing is so affordable. Contact us today for a no obligation estimate.
Call 205-222-3500. That's 205-222-3500.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. I'm back, and I want to thank you, Tony, for not burning the place down while I was gone and taking good care of her while I was gone, and it was much appreciated for some much-needed time off.
I did not burn the place down, but it was really tempting, you know.
I know.
Thankfully, legally, I'm not allowed to be within grabbing distance of matches. So we got lucky there, but don't worry, I was scheming.
And before we dive into the world of professional wrestling and / sports entertainment, because we don't want to leave WWE out of the conversation.
Yeah, no, we love WWE. It's the best.
We got to talk a little bit about the Saints because I didn't do a show last night just simply because it was a lot for me to return home Sunday night, turn around, get up at 5:30 in the morning, be here all day, and I'll be honest, I was dragging. So I wanted to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as they say, for my first show back. So,
well, you know, last Sunday, I think that a lot of New Orleans was getting home at 5:30 in the morning and dragging a little bit the next day because, wow, what a day to come back. What a night to come back to the city.
Well, I mean, it wasn't exactly what we thought was going to happen. I'll be honest, I don't know what you and Mike did as predictions on Friday.
We said we were just going to have fun and see what happens.
That's usually meaning we're going to take the other team. But we have a rule on this show that we don't ever pick against the Saints. Instead, we just say we're just going to watch the game and enjoy football and see what happens.
Yeah. That's pretty much what we did. Incredible night of football. I didn't expect it to happen, but man, I love watching that beautiful bastard lose.
Right. And if you would have been told on Friday that the Saints would win but they wouldn't score, or I should say that they wouldn't score a touchdown on Sunday, I bet you would have thought, well, they probably get beat about 45-50 to nothing.
Yeah, definitely would have taken the spread on that one. But you know, it's Brady's first shutout since starting.
Yeah, well, since 2006.
2006. Oh, that's what it was? My bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I was reading that at the Saints, out of all of his starts, mm-hmm. Drew Brees was never shut out.
Never. Either was Peyton Manning.
Love that.
Yeah. And
can't
kudos,
beat that record.
And kudos to Drew for having the guts to be the only person on NBC to not pick the Buccaneers.
Absolutely. You love to see that. You love to see that. But, you know, as I said that, I realize the longevity of that is like Tom Brady can beat all these records because he keeps playing. You can keep mm-hmm. playing, look 15 years old as long as you want. But, you know, there's some things that once you goof, you can't go back on. And mm-hmm. that shutout, man, that's something you'll never be able to touch.
No. And you know, we were just talking a little bit before we went on the air about the Chris Collinsworth and Mike, what's his last name?
Troy Aikman.
No, it wasn't him.
I love Troy Aikman.
Was it Mike, you know his name.
Yeah.
Mike Henson, yeah, exactly. Them making excuses that whole second half for the Buccaneers, saying, oh, well, Chris Godwin's out, Leonard Fournette is out now, Mike Evans has left the game. They were getting their butts kicked before those guys got injured, number one. And number two, we didn't have our head coach, and we've played without most of our offense the entire year.
Yeah.
So really, that's the excuse? Give me a break.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like people love to make excuses for Tom Brady because he got a stroke, his fragile ego.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if you stress him out too much, he might finally start to get wrinkles. And, oh, man, you would hate to see that happen. But, you know, yeah. Beautiful night of football. You love to see it. Saints going all the way, baby. Super Bowl 2022.
Well, I would love to see that.
We them boys!
We're going to have to get a lot healthier to do that. But I'll tell you what, now it does look good to make the playoffs. I'll say that. You know, I was thinking you're going to have to, going into that game Sunday, you're going to have to win three out of those four games. Now you got an opportunity to win all four of them, and you're going to have to do it because you got Carolina, Atlanta, and Miami. All very, very winnable games.
Yeah, I definitely think that the Saints, well, none of this year has been an easy road. I don't think they have the easiest road in front of them. But, you know, I think that as long as we just keep it together, get that COVID under control, because that was a big killer. And another thing to be noted is that, like, we didn't even have Sean Payton last weekend. Mm-hmm. And I think that was our nail in the coffin. But, you know, sure enough, it wasn't. Just great coaching staff all around on that team. But, you know, as long as we get the COVID under control, people aren't getting injured, which, you know, it's a plague this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're doing great. I think that there has been a lot of underestimation of the team. I think there's been a lot of defeat amongst the team and the community, but I think Saints got it. I think they're good. I don't think they're going to go. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole deal. You never really know. The only thing you want to do is get in the playoffs and see what, you know, make some noise, see what happens. You know, and talk about injuries, not having Teron Armstead or Ryan Ramczyk against a team like the Buccaneers, who are one of the better defensive teams in the league. And
I think they were rated
blitz.
Number one in offense.
They were ranked number one in offense, but their defense is ranked in like the, I think they were number four maybe against the rush. And one of the better defensive teams, and they bring the blitz constantly. And to not have your two of the better tackles in the NFL and still be able to keep Taysom Hill upright for most of the game. And yeah, the we would have liked to have seen some more rushing yards, but they did it when it counted and did just enough to win. They had a good team win. I think it speaks volumes to the depth of the team, but we need to get those guys back on the offensive line because that's going to be huge if you plan on doing anything in the playoffs.
No, absolutely, entirely. But hey, you know, we got a few more weeks of the regular season. Anything could happen. The Jets could even start winning like they did last year. Who right. knows? I mean, well, you know, I say that, but the Lions just beat the Cardinals. So
sure did.
I mean, we'll
handedly,
see.
By the way.
Ooh, baby. You know, we say Tom Brady got the beat down, but I wonder how Kyler Murray is doing. I hope he gets the Christmas he deserves. Cheer him up. Or, well, who knows what he celebrates. Happy Festivus.
A Festivus for the rest of us. All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll dive into the world of professional wrestling / sports entertainment. And there's a lot going on there, too. So we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show. Don't go anywhere.
Can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Come out to Fan Expo New Orleans January 7th through the 9th at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Meet your favorite stars like William Shatner, Captain America Anthony Mackie, John Barrowman, Michael Rooker, the cast of Clerks, and more. Plus artists, writers, cosplayers, Q&A panels, special events, and much more. Don't wait. Tickets are on sale now at FanExpoNewOrleans.com. January 7th through the 9th, Fan Expo. Discover, celebrate, belong.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
We'll be right back.
gang. Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. So, without any further ado, we'll dive into some pro wrestling. And I don't know what you talked about last week because I'll be honest with you, I was taking a little nap before.
Bro,
I
you don't
hit
even
the
listen
road.
To your own show?
I don't.
You, what?
Don't listen to my own show. Sometimes. Sometimes I do. But, there was, did you cover the Jeff Hardy saga with WWE?
I did not cover the Jeff Hardy saga.
So a couple weeks ago, a couple Saturdays ago, Jeff Hardy was in a match on that was an untelevised event.
Mm-hmm. It was a house show, right?
House show. And appeared to be inebriated while in the match.
He was out of sorts.
Yeah.
The official wording.
Yeah.
We don't want to assume.
Out of sorts is a good way to put
that. Yeah.
And then at some point in the whole deal, he tagged him. It was a 6-man tag match, and he tagged himself out and then hopped the rail and just left.
Yeah, what a bummer. You hate to see it.
He then was sent home by WWE, and then later, a couple days later, he got his official release. Now, he has had his troubles over the years with alcohol abuse and drug abuse and things like that. And he just recently was on Steve Austin's podcast saying how, you know, he's feeling good, he's feeling healthy, clean. And I believe what it came down to with him getting his release is that they wanted to send him to rehab, and he refused to go to rehab.
You hate to see that, you know, especially... in a situation or in an industry like this. So I'm sorry, I'm pulling up a video that came out in December with Matt and Jeff Hardy, where I think they announced these same shows. But, man, you look at it, and I remember watching this and just thinking, wow, they look so stoned. they both just don't look that present. And I just couldn't figure out if maybe Matt Hardy just has, like, a face of someone who's been beat up a lot, because he kind of looked like Sylvester Stallone, but he also just looked. They, yeah. Anyways,
they do, yeah.
I don't want to talk bad about it because it is a sensitive situation. You don't want to kick a man when they're down,
right?
But you know, it's just such a shame to see, especially in an industry like this, where you know substance abuse is far from like rare. But you know, you just hope he gets the help he deserves. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but it was like. When he was in TNA, now Impact Wrestling, he was going off the deep end. Like I remember, there was a video that he put on social media of himself. I mean, he was like looked like a Waffle House or something, and he obviously was.
Oh, where he was janking on CM Punk?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, buddy.
So I don't know. I mean, like, but here's the other thing: like this video that you're talking about, which I agree with you in how they look, but you know, they're referencing the fact that, like, oh, you know, Matt talks about how he was the architect of the Hardy Boys. Jeff appears in the background wearing headphones and. References his WWE release when he says, quote unquote, "Sorry, man, I was listening to Release Me by Wilson Phillips."
That's so funny.
So now there's the rumor is that did they do this intentionally to get him out of his contract and over to AEW?
Well, I mean, what like. All right, so it's very important to get the help you need when you need it.
Mm hmm.
When you need it, you know, because I think that a lot of people are in control of themselves, whether they like to party a lot or not party a lot. And my thing is, so he looks a little out of sorts at a house event.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What did he do that was out of control?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do that was like crazy? He didn't do like any TMZ stunts. And sure, we don't know what happened like later that night, because, you know, anything can happen when you're back behind closed doors. You could have a wild, crazy night. Who knows? But that's a very good point. I would like to not speculate something like that personally.
Well,
but
and here's something to think about too. He was in a match with against Roman Reigns and the Usos.
Uh-huh.
So your top guys of SmackDown, you had Drew McIntyre, Xavier Woods in that match also. If he was, let's say he was inebriated, he was drunk or whatever, just for sake of argument, WWE has got so many people working behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. You're telling me they wouldn't know something was wrong before they sent him through that curtain to possibly endanger the careers, lives of their top guys?
That's where
it doesn't make any sense.
Shady people, shady business. I'll give them that much. I'll have the benefit of the doubt on that. I've seen people be pushed for less.
Yeah.
But you know, it is just a weird situation. If he does need help, if he is really going through it, I hope he finds the help he needs.
Yeah,
but
I do too.
You know, the stuff I've seen, even though, like I pointed out, like a video that came out, they look a little stoned. Whatever, man. They also look like they were having a good time, and it's two brothers and whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't expect the Hardy brothers to be the most professional out there. Except in the ring. They're great in the ring, but you know, it's whatever. The video you were talking about with CM Punk, again, sure, he looked inebriated and he was talking smack, but who doesn't talk smack when they're inebriated? Like,
oh, absolutely.
You know, so it's like, I don't know. Where are the data? You know, where are the data?
Yeah, and because I know, like, with his contract situation, with him being injured like a year ago or a year and a half ago, his contract was set to expire, and they hold the right whenever somebody's extensively or, you know, injured and out for an extensive amount of time, they can then tack that time back onto the end of the contract. So maybe it was a ploy to get out of the contract. But I'll be honest with you, the one thing about Matt Hardy, and you can use this in AEW, you can use it in when he was in Impact Wrestling, I don't feel like it's the same thing as when the Hardys are in WWE. You know, it's just not quite the same. I don't feel like it has the same impact. Like, there's guys that are just WWE guys.
Yeah.
And that's what works for them. I don't know. You know, granted, he had the Brother Nero thing, Jeff Hardy did, and Matt Hardy with the deletion and all that. And it worked, but then he tried it again in WWE. The deletion thing didn't get over, and then again in AEW, didn't get over again. I'll give Matt Hardy credit. He seems to be able to reinvent himself very easily.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, is he's got the legacy cemented. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Hardys are never not going to be the Hardys. I think they're doing fine, especially Jeff. I think Jeff Hardy is just a staple, not just in the wrestling community, but also as like, because it kind of transcends. I think he's kind of an icon within punk culture as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's kind of got that cemented for him. I'm sure he gets tons of residuals, enough to at least not be chilling like glamorously, but enough to be chilling probably comfortably for the rest of his life. And I think he, you know, even if it's not like going to AEW or any other thing, whether they decide to just do house gigs, I guess, I think that they can do whatever they want, regardless of really how successful it is, because I think that they'll always be the Hardys, and, you know, they're the Hardys.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely Hall of Famers. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, we'll just have to see where it goes with AEW, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him there. You know, it just depends, though, too, because if AEW, Tony Khan's going to have to feel comfortable with wherever Jeff Hardy is, and you know, if he does have a problem, needs to go seek help or what, you're not going to give this guy a big contract and then
not be able
to perform.
Yeah, I don't even know that Tony Khan needs Jeff Hardy. Well, I don't think it's a matter of need, but I don't even think that he's really going to want him, because They have such a stacked lineup, and I think it'll be okay.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. We'll get some news. We'll be back with more.
Stephen Parr.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. New data from Moderna suggests that their COVID booster shot produces great results against the Omicron variant, which is surging across Louisiana and the country. LSU infectious disease specialist Dr. Fred Lopez reminds us the data is brand new and has not yet undergone peer review.
But it is helpful information to know and reinforces what has been recommended now, which are boosters for everyone 16 years of age and older.
Lopez says it is a good idea to get that booster if you have not already. A Monday afternoon crash in Ouachita Parish takes the life of a teen driver and leaves his passenger in serious condition. State Police Trooper Mike Reichart says 17-year-old Logan Temple of Wisner was not wearing his seatbelt when he ran a stop sign and was broadsided by a dump truck. That driver was unhurt. Reichart says this is the worst time of year to lose a loved one.
You know, unfortunately, this is the holiday season, and this young man's family is going to remember this season forever as a tragedy, not a happy time.
This is news on LRN.
Take your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
It's like a match made in heaven. Louisiana rice and Louisiana crawfish. And man, oh man, do they go together. Think crawfish and rice stir fry. Crawfish and rice casserole. Our world famous etouffee. Simple Louisiana ingredients. Rice and crawfish. Cajun, Creole, baked, fried, boiled, however you like it. Just start with rice. And give those little mud bugs some spicy Louisiana love. Brought to you by the proud farmers of Certified Louisiana Rice.
Come out to Van Expo New Orleans January 7th through the 9th at the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center. Meet your favorite stars like William Shatner, Captain America, Anthony Mackie, John Barrowman, Michael Rooker, the cast of Clerks, and more. Plus artists, writers, cosplayers, Q&A panels, special events, and much more. Don't wait. Tickets are on sale now at FanExpoNewOrleans.com. January 7th through the 9th, Fan Expo. Discover, celebrate, belong.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO from the Puka Ray
to Funchal Square.
Things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Everything Old is New Again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything Old is New Again, going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
What's your plan for tomorrow? Are you a leader or will you follow? Are you a fighter or will you cower? It's our time to take back the power. What's your plan?
All right, welcome back, gang, to the Something to Say radio show. We were talking about Jeff Hardy in the last segment, but let's talk a little bit Kevin Owens. Certainly shocked me. I thought for sure he was heading to AEW, but no, he re-signed with WWE, and I guess the fact that they're actually using him over the last couple of months, it probably helped a little bit.
Yeah, the big bag of cash probably also helped a little bit.
Probably.
Because, you know, everything I've read about it does not fail to mention that he got offered a pretty sizable chunk of change. Because, yeah, it is a surprising turn of events. It was looking pretty shoo-in that he was going to be joining and putting his face up on that Mount Rushmore. But there he goes, signing away his soul. But, hey, I hope it's worth it.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing that I hope it is. I really do. And I hope, because, you know, they'll give him a program for a while, and, you know, he's going to be in the main event at, or one of the main events at WWE Day 1 on January 1st. And he'll be in a fatal four-way match with Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, and Big E. But, man, I've seen it happen numerous times where these guys' contracts or ladies' contracts are coming up, and so they start getting the push that they deserved, and then they get the push a little bit after they sign that contract, and then it's back to being relegated to jerking the curtain and trying to figure out something to do with them. And I just hope with the talent that Kevin Owens has, I hope he's utilized, because I know he would have been in AEW. But, you know, he's got a family, he's got a kid and a wife at home, and you can never knock somebody for taking the money.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, it kind of just shows, like, the WWE game plan a little bit, I believe, because we've seen just record-breaking downsizing within the company over just this year alone. And, you know, I think what they're trying to demonstrate is that they only need a core group of superstars in order to sustain themselves. One of our biggest criticisms this year has been that it's just the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Same song, same dance, week after week, twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it's working for them.
I guess.
If it's working for them. But, you know, when you downsize, you don't got to pay those people. And then you can offer people like Kevin Owens big chunks of change. Because, you know, we know that there was that emergency meeting after WWE and AEW clashed, and CM Punk made Vince McMahon have to change his underwear. We know that there was huge meetings with all of creative within WWE, and maybe this is some of the restructuring. They're looking at what works with AEW, seeing that Kevin Owens is a wanted man over there, and you know, working with what they got, working against the competition with what the competition wants. So I guess we'll see what happens. But you know, apparently they got their eyes on some AEW talent.
Yeah, MJF.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll throw a lot of money at him.
In 4 years.
In 4 years, or whenever it is that his contract's up. But it's one of those things. I don't know if MJF would have the same success, because are they going to want him to be the heel that he is, but tone him down a little bit and make him PG? And then I think then you've got exactly what CM Punk called him. You have a less famous Miz, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because I actually thought that WWE was putting their scope on him because they realized that the Miz It's just a less famous MJF.
Well, there's that.
So
too.
Now they want the most famous Miz, which is MJF. But, you know, I think that actually he could have a pretty successful career over at WWE. I think that he has just made a name for himself as just a heel to be reckoned with, to be honest. He's fantastic mm-hmm. on the mic. He's very proficient in the ring. He's the whole package, really, to be honest. And I think that, you know, that what is the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say flamboyant, but just that extravagant, just like pompous behavior that he has, mm-hmm. I think would translate very well. I think that it's very welcome over in WWE. And I think he would do great. And I think that having already built up the steam that he has on AEW, I think AEW would be like a step above going from NXT over to the big brand. And I don't think it'd be good for him. It's good for the economy.
I can see him doing it because he's what, 24 years old, I think. He's
still a young man.
And if you wanted to be in that business, you're absolutely gonna have aspirations and want to have that WrestleMania moment. And you're not gonna have a WrestleMania moment anywhere else but there.
Yeah, well, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
And so I think at some point in time he'll be there. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Just he loves for the spotlight.
That. Yeah.
You know, and that's been evident for his whole life, and you can tell if you watch that Rosie O'Donnell interview.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, in that regard, I would believe, yeah, I think at some point, I don't know if the time is right when his contract's up. Who knows? And maybe he goes, he finds out, you know, that it's the grass isn't always greener, and he comes back and he's made his money, because they're going to throw a lot of money at him. I would almost guarantee, if nothing else, to take away one of those four pillars of AEW, because by the time that contract's up, I believe that the war will probably be on.
Oh yeah, for sure. But it's funny that you say those pillars, because I think that's also part of the thing, is when his contract ends, his lease also ends as one of the pillars. And then Britt Baker officially takes over.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of AEW, man, the Bryan Danielson and Hangman Adam Page championship match last week on AEW Dynamite, Winner is Coming. Instant classic.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. It's one of the better matches that I've seen this year. And, you know, actually, I think we're at the point where we can kind of say what our favorite matches were of the year. There's not a lot of year mm-hmm. left. But, you know, this was definitely one of the top matches of the year. You know, went down to the wire. Spoiler alert, I'm not going to tell you who won. Spoiler alert, it was no one. but it was right. Just awesome. You know, it was 60 minutes of just pure fighting, and it's just good to see it when it goes down that long and people are still looking pretty tough. It mm-hmm. wasn't that sloppy at the end. And
no,
something to be said.
Absolutely. You know, the stamina that they both displayed, and they took a lot of risks throughout the match. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like it was for 60 minutes. It wasn't just mat wrestling and, yeah, you know, a few holds here and there. They got after it, and kudos to both of them. And I think that for somebody, especially like Bryan Danielson, who's had so many injuries, you know, had to retire for a while, and the fact that he could go 60 minutes and put on that quality of a match speaks volumes to how good he really is. And I think AEW is very fortunate to have somebody of his caliber. And, you know, I'm eager to see the rematch, because there's going to have to be one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and you know, you do love to see it, especially Daniel Bryan's, and who's had a career like he has. You know, he's had his moments in the spotlight. He's mm-hmm. had his moments at the top, but never, his peaks have never really been matched up with his capacity. You know, he's always been able to do more. Mm-hmm. And the man's a maniac. So just watching him go for 60 minutes and just whoop some ass. And, you know, we keep talking about him, but Hangman Page also did the damn thing. And it's just so good watching names like this just kind of have their turn in the sun.
And I think somebody like Hangman Adam Page, I think just scratching the surface of what he's actually capable of.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you think that this is going to be like their best performance of their life, no, it won't be. I mean, it'll definitely probably be like a top five for them, possibly, but it's just the tip of the iceberg, baby.
Yeah, and, you know, even, well, his match with Kenny Omega, where he won the AEW championship, that was a great match. But this, I honestly thought it was better. And, definitely is, man, it's tough. I would have to say that's might be my my best match of the year.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I'll have to think about that.
It wasn't the return of Becky Lynch?
No. As much as I love Becky, no, it wasn't. That's something we'll have to think about for next week. Next week will be the last show of the year, so we'll add that in, the match of the year. Britt Baker's match against, I'm trying to think who it was against when she was just a bloody mess, which really is what started her ascent into being the top woman in AEW. I think that was a good one.
The fifth pillar.
The fifth pillar, if you will.
Yeah.
That was great. I'm trying to think on the WWE side, a match that really sticks out to me, and maybe Seth Rollins, Edge, maybe?
Maybe. Honestly, it's probably something with Bianca Belair. She had some good matches this year.
Yeah.
Can't really think of anything that really had me going this year.
That's where I'm at with it.
A little bit of Roman Reigns, but
yeah, it's too. With that, I feel like it's too obvious what's getting ready to happen.
Yeah, no, I can't think of any good matches that really happened in WWE this year. Even though I know they did.
Yeah,
probably, I'm going to look up Edge's matches this year. I bet you Edge had a good one, but yeah, we'll see. Against Seth Rollins. Edge versus Seth Rollins. Edge versus Seth Rollins.
Oh, yeah, those were good ones, Yeah. Those are probably the best ones I can think of in WWE. But we'll have a week to percolate on a little bit. We'll bring that to the table next week.
Yeah.
Another big thing that happened, two big things happened. One, on SmackDown last week, speaking of Roman Reigns, he turned on Paul Heyman, left him laying. And which I think sets up makes that story a little bit more interesting between him and Brock Lesnar, where they'll be facing each other at WWE Day One. Which also, I want to talk a little bit about Brock Lesnar, and I really like the direction that his character has been going, where he's showing a little bit more range than just standing there being the beast. You know, he's been entertaining and a little goofy here and there, but I like it.
His voice doesn't match him.
No, it sure doesn't. But it adds another layer to that story with what's going to happen with Paul Heyman now. It's because from what I understand, the story isn't going to be done even after WWE Day One. So just depending on what direction they're going to try to go for WrestleMania, that remains to be seen.
But I'm gonna stick with my theory. I think they're going to try to beat Hogan's record.
Well, I think you might be right. You might be right on that.
So who knows? Will anything ever really be done in the Roman Reigns era?
Who knows? But also last night, then on Raw, you have AJ Styles and Omos. They made the split finally. And I think it's good. I think it's good because, I'm going to be honest, I love AJ Styles. I think he's one of the best in-ring performers going in the industry. However, him as a heel, I just don't like it. I don't think he's got that. I don't know. I don't know what that. Just that little the lineup, I guess, would be the best way to put it. Like, he's just not as believable being the bad guy as what he is when he's a face.
Yeah, I definitely think he's a face. I definitely think that he's a good guy for sure.
Like, his jabs just seem kind of juvenile.
Yeah, he would have to do something, like, really heinous in order to truly turn heel. And I just don't think that he has the capacity for it. But, I was watching a video, don't remember about what, but it was about wrestling, and they were showing old stuff, and it was AJ Styles back in the day. And he had no facial hair. He did not have the long hair.
Short hair, yeah.
He did not look like an uncle.
Yeah,
and I think that maybe a change in appearance might give him more of the heel vibe, because he just looks like my uncle. I feel like the worst thing he could do is maybe just see me smoking cigarettes underage and not tell my parents.
I don't know, but because I like him, I just like him better on the good side of things, and I think he puts on a great match.
Absolutely.
Every time he goes out there, and it'd be interesting for him going against almost being a monster heel.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works for AJ because it doesn't matter that he's not the biggest dog in the fight. His finishers and things like that, he doesn't have to, which always I think makes a great face is that they can hit their finisher on anybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so I think he's got all that on lockdown. And, you know, and he plans on retiring in a few years, too. So let him go out on top.
Absolutely. And I think AJ Styles looks best playing the hero role, mm-hmm. playing the face. And, well, you know, I didn't know that about him retiring in a few years or his plans, too. So I guess we'll have to see where it goes.
Yep, and I'm going to tell you where we're going to go. We're going to need to take a break. We'll come back and want to talk about New Orleans Fan Expo that'll be coming up on January 7th through the 9th. And we got a little bit more wrestling we can maybe kick around too. So we'll be back with more after this.
In a trunk somewhere around my mark 112, Papa started humming a funk.
Lone Wolf Renovations is your one-stop shop for roofing, renovations, fencing, siding, patios, and gutters. We are local, licensed, and insured. We warranty our work for 5 years, are A-plus rated through the Better Business Bureau, and even offer financing no matter the size of the job. So contact us today for a free estimate at 504-291-2263 or visit us on the web at www.lonewolfrenovations.com.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with 3 locations to serve you. Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
My name is Eric Schein. I'm a former naval officer, a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, and former officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Listen to my program Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on WGSO AM 990. We get into the United States Merchant Marine, American flag shipping, the ports, and even things like the Council on Foreign Relations, which is very important information. Must listen in.
Rebecca Chapman, who is the general manager, Jimmy Setchum, who is the executive chef at Broussard's Restaurant, one of the most beautiful restaurants in New Orleans, because Broussard's is a true New Orleans restaurant, and you guys are both New Orleanians.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the history and culture at Broussard's.
If you haven't been there lately, you need to correct that problem. Get over there. They got the 1920 special, which is the date of the founding of Broussard's, on wines and on food.
Broussard's Restaurant, 819 Conti, in the heart of the French Quarter.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, in our exciting 10th season of covering Saints football in the Red Zone, where we talk Saints football. We'll be on WGSO Radio 990 AM and on the internet at www.wgso.com. We'll talk Saints football live in the downtown Hilton Riverside Hotel in the world-famous Spirits Bar in the lobby of the hotel.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say Radio Show. And as you've been listening, paying attention during the breaks, we've been running some promos for the New Orleans Fan Expo, formerly Wizard World. It'll be happening January 7th through the 9th, and it's official. You and I will be there that weekend, and I'm sure we'll get to meet all kinds of great people. But it's exciting, man. This is a hell of a lineup.
Yeah, BJ, you got to be careful saying that around me. Every time you say that our credentials got approved, I have to go change my pants again. I am super excited for this. It's just nerd heaven, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you most excited to see? I would love, 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 love to talk with Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
So much of my formidable years growing up, and probably why I have the attitude that I have, is based off of watching Clerks over and over, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Clerks 2, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, all that, you know, all of those things. And, you know, I worked in retail when I was in college, and I have to say that I was very much Randall Graves from Clerks. That was pretty much my mentality. And even whenever I became manager of wireless stores, I kind of kept that same mentality. So it'd be nice to meet Kevin Smith and Jay Anderson. Jeff Anderson is actually Randall's name. So and even the whole gang from Clerks. I think that would just be awesome to be able to meet those guys.
Do you think they've ever made a nerd puke at one of these things?
I hope so. And I would also like to talk with Kevin Smith about the philosophy that he put in Clerks 2 about Star Wars and Lord of the Rings, because I verbatim said that very same thing to a friend of mine, and that was before Clerks 2 came out. So I feel like him and I share the same ideology when it comes to which trilogy is better.
Yeah, you know, I think it's apples to oranges. I think there's something for everyone. But BJ, I am losing my marbles over here. I am looking at this. So before, when I was looking at this last week, I think they only had, your typical like on-screen celebrities listed.
Mm-hmm.
But I am looking at the voice actor lineup, and you know, we're both over here working in radio where they don't show our beautiful faces, but our voice is our tool, and right. Our voice is valued. And man, there's some voice actors that have just inspired me through the years. And it is so awesome getting to see some of their names on this list. We are getting the legendary Steve Bloom, mm-hmm. who you may know. If you're a weeaboo like me, watch a lot of anime, you'll recognize his voice from literally everything. This man's been in Naruto. He's been in Cowboy Bebop. He's been in Star Wars. He's mm-hmm. the voice of the Toonami robot. Like, this dude is like essential in everything growing up. Mm-hmm. Christopher Sabat, most noted now for his role as All Might in My Hero Academia, but has also been in Dragon Ball Z. He does the voice of Piccolo, as well as just countless other big things. But you know, if you don't watch anime, there's also some cool people. We're giving Kevin Conroy, who's the voice of Batman from the original animated series, mm-hmm. classic, iconic Batman, the same one that had what is his name? Mark Hamill
as
the Joker, you know? Mm-hmm. So just classic Batman. We're also getting Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario, who will always be Mario. I don't know about all this Chris Pratt nonsense, but Charles Martinet's going to be on there. David Hayter, the voice of Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, which that'll be cool. I would love to get a sound bite to send to my friend Rudy, because he's still, even when I saw him last Friday, I went and had lunch with him. First thing out, as soon as he saw me, he said, Snake.
That's so funny.
So it would be awesome to get a sound bite from that guy.
Yeah, absolutely, man. It's just a great line. Is that? Wow.
Time flies.
See, I got a little too nerded out. I got excited. See y'all at Fan Expo. And Merry right. Christmas, BJ.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And we'll talk more about Fan Expo, and we'll have some folks on from the events as well. So we got plenty more to talk about. We'll also have tickets, passes for the whole weekend to give away coming up in the next few weeks. So make sure you stay tuned to the show. And that's going to do it for us. I'll be back tomorrow night with Mike. We'll talk more sports, and who knows what the hell else we're going to talk about. So until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria.
Radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9.